and throws away about 185 pounds of plastic each year? Well, unfortunately, this fact is quite correct. And what's more true is that some of the plastic makes its way into the ocean. The ocean holds around 315 billion pounds of plastic, which drastically affects the animals, not only in the water, but on land as well. Humans not only impact the oceans, but also the Great Lakes. Around 22 million pounds of plastic flow into the Great Lakes each year. Our goal is to try to make people aware of water issues not only around the world, but locally as well. As part of our Peace and Justice Middle School class project, we are creating an Instagram account. Eventually, we hope to gain enough awareness to possibly create recycling fundraisers that can also connect with other social issues, such as collecting plastic bags and crocheting them into pillows for the homeless. If you are interested in raising awareness, please follow and share our Instagram account at Operation Water, all one word, no uppercase letters. If you are also interested in bringing in extra plastic bags to church, it's never too early to start collecting, and we will have a bin to collect them during the month of May. Thank you.
As our year-end Peace and Justice Service project, our RE middle school class is having a clothes drive for Family Promise from April 15th to May 15th. We will be collecting underwear, socks, and pajamas sizes baby up to youth 14-16. We also will be collecting new or gently used board games to play with the kids during our church host week in late May. Please make sure your games have instructions and all the pieces, because we don't think the children would like playing Go Fish with 51 cards. Thank you.
Thank you. As you probably know, our youth will be going to Washington, D.C. this summer to learn about poverty, help with the homeless, and speak truth and power. If you would like to support their efforts financially, they have a crowdfunding page at faithify.org. That's faithify.org. The campaign will be open for one more week. Thank you all for supporting and that you do to support us. The Green Sanctuary Committee encourages you to join the People's Climate March next Saturday at Escuela Verde in Milwaukee. See the flyer on the Green Sanctuary bulletin board for details. We will be making signs for this event after today's service, so see Liz Kremel for details. Next Sunday at 2 p.m., some of our youth will take part in the community outreach at Three Pillars Retirement Community in Dousman. Come listen and support them as they present some of their musical pieces. If you are a performer, please talk to Nancy after the service. The Public Presence Committee has an announcement that from April 30th to June 4th, they will be videotaping people, activities, and places in our church for a video clip that will be added to our LCUUC website and the LCUUC Facebook page. Ethan Soor, one of the LCUUC youth and award-winning filmmaker, will be doing the videotaping and the production. Reverend Amy and Paula Hillman will be working with Ethan to guide this project. If you do not wish to be videotaped or have your children videotaped, please let either Reverend Amy or Paula know in writing. Email addresses to use for an opt-out request are theminister@lcuuc.org and paulahillman@gmail.com. Today, the Social Justice Committee will be facilitating a discussion of the book Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption by Brian Stevenson. A powerful description of the experience of representing poor people, people of color, women and children incarcerated on death row or sentenced to die in prison. Brian Stevenson makes a powerful case that the opposite of poverty is not wealth, but justice. This one-hour book discussion will be in room 4 after the service, so please join us. Next Sunday, April 30th, the Social Justice Committee will present a workshop on ethical investing facilitated by Phil Smith. This This workshop will repeat information presented in last spring's ethical investing workshop, including the background on the ethical investing movement and socially responsible effects it has, the many types of ethical investing, and tools to get started investing ethically. Join us as we decide where we will put our savings. Today's order of service includes announcements and other upcoming church activities, and we look forward to everyone joining in. To stay current on services, events, and activities, check our webpage at lcuuc.org and like and follow us on Facebook. Please take a moment, and at this point in our service, to please silence all electronics that you may have with you here today as we begin. Thank you.
We are all longing to go home to some place we have never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned. We can only catch glimpses of it from time to time. Community. Somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words catch in our throat. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us, and eyes will light up as we enter. Voices will celebrate with us whenever we come into our own power, because community means strength. Strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us up when we falter. A circle of healing. A circle of friends. Someplace where we can be free. So come and let us worship here together in our community. Please take just a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to your nearest neighbors.
Could I please have Andy come up and be our chalice lighter this morning? Thank you. We light our chalice today to honor the web of light which weaves us into community and holds us in a covenant of support. Please rise in body and or spirit in joining in singing our opening hymn number 361, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to bring a message of hope and grace to an imperfect world. My name is Kelly Cole, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. No matter who you are or where you come from, you are welcome here. We welcome those who have some of the answers and those who have none of the answers, and those who aren't sure they are asking the right questions at all. As a UUA recognized welcoming congregation, we welcome and affirm all people, regardless of who they love or what pronouns they use. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service, and while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about our church. We are glad that you have chosen to be here today.
It is a wonderful day today. One of the ways that we take care of our wonderful community and all the lovely people in it is by contributing to local food pantries. And we do that financially, and we do that by collecting non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. So if you've brought food to share, please bring it forward at this point, or have a child bring it forward for you. It goes in the basket right there. And I invite the children to come up front and enjoy a story.
Today's story is a book from a book called If Everybody Did by Joanne Stover. When there's only one, that's just somebody. But when there's one and one and one and one, that's everybody. Did you ever think of what would happen if everybody did things like make tracks? This is what would happen if everybody did. Spill tax. This is what would happen if everybody did. That looks a little painful. Pull off a bud. This is what would happen if everybody did. Jump in the mud. This is what would happen if everybody did. And I know a few people here that have done this, but that's okay. Slam the door. This is what would happen if everybody did. Stomp and roar. This is what would happen if everybody did. Squeeze the cat. This is what would happen if everybody did. Poor kitty. Forget your hat. This is what would happen if everybody did. Especially if it's kind of snowy and wet. Step on daddy's feet. This is what would happen if everybody did. Not sure why it's daddy's feet, but I guess it makes a good picture. Right. Keep changing your seat. This is what would happen if everybody did. Make a smudge. This is what would happen if everybody did. Eat all the fudge. This is what would happen if everybody did. Make a big splash. This is what would happen if everybody did. You'd get wet, yeah. Everybody would get wet. Mash the hash. This is what would happen if everybody did. Climb too high. This is what would happen if everybody did. Too many people up there. Always cry. This is what would happen if everybody did. Too many crying babies. Put the toys on the stairs. This is what would happen if everybody did. I've got some smart friends on the front here. They get it. Hop over the chair. This is what would happen if everybody did. This is a new book. It's hard to turn. Drop your cup. This is what happened. What happened if everybody did? Imagine all the cups. Stay up. This is what would happen if everybody did. They look pretty tired, don't they? Barely awake. So, this is a book on if everybody did, and it's kind of silly. But today, one of the things we're doing in our service is to be honoring a lot of the volunteers that we have here. And can anybody tell me what the word volunteer means? You work for free. Okay. Anybody want to add to that? Why would you work for free? Why do you do that? To help the community, right? And what kinds of things do you think people do when they volunteer? There's lots of them, but do you guys have some ideas of things you've seen or heard? Pick up trash? Yeah. What else do you think you do when you volunteer? So what else about volunteering? We said it's like you're working for free, but what are you really doing? What are you really doing when you're volunteering? Anybody? Yeah? See? Helping other people, right? We're helping. So everybody can really volunteer. It could be even the littlest thing that we do. Maybe help pick up some garbage that we see, or help somebody, maybe mom and dad at home. Or helping light the chalice. That was a volunteer today. That's a very good one, right? So there's lots of things we can do to help and volunteer, and sometimes even the littlest things can make a difference. So thank you all for listening today.
Our chalice, our lantern bearer, may the light and love of our chalice lead you all today and every day. And would the rest of you help me sing the children to their classroom? The song is called For You Shall Go Out. Words are in your order of service. Funds were getting low at a church, and the minister wasn't getting enough through the offering plate to keep the church open. And in desperation, she decided that she would begin a faith healing clinic. She put a sign outside that said, "Get your treatment from the Lord for $500. If not totally cured, get back $1,000. Then she sat down to wait. Mr. Smith was the cheapest man in town and thought it would be a great chance to get $1,000. He went into the clinic and sat down on the table. He said, "Rev, I've lost all the taste in my mouth. Could the Lord heal me?" And the Reverend reached into the desk and pulled out a little bottle and said, "This is medicine number 22. 22, remember that. And I'm going to put 3 drops in your mouth." And she did. And he screamed, "Ah, that's gasoline!" And the minister said, "Congratulations, you've got your taste back. That'll be $500, please." So he paid the money and he went home fuming. And a few days later, he came back and he said, "I'm not sure where I am, but I think this is the place. I've lost my memory. Can you ask the Lord to help me?" And the Reverend reached into the desk and pulled out a small bottle and said, "This is medicine number 22. And I'm going to put 3 drops in your mouth." And he said, "Oh, no, you don't. That's gasoline." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, that's marvelous. You've got your memory back. That'll be another $500. And he threw the money down and stomped out. But after a week of thinking, he came back and he tried again. "My eyesight has become so weak, I can't hardly see. Could you ask the Lord to help me?" The reverend said, "Well, I don't have a cure for that one, so here's your $1,000 back." And she handed him some bills. And Mr. Smith looked at the bills and he said, "But this is only $500. And she grabbed the money back and said, "Congratulations, you can see. That'll be another $500, please." Now, as Wisconsin frowns a bit on UU faith healing clinics, and I'm out of gasoline anyway, this morning's offering will now be given and received. Thank you so much for these gifts given and received for the life and the work of this community and for absolutely everything that you do. As a congregation, one of the most joyous things that we get to do is to welcome new members formally into our midst. And our path to membership is simple. You come and you attend until you think you want to go further. You make a decision to come to an orientation meeting so you know what it is you're signing up for. Once you're sure that this place is right for you right now, you make a financial pledge, you sign the book after you spend some time talking to me to get any questions you have answered. And once you sign the book, you're officially a member of this congregation. Today we are pleased to officially welcome and recognize our very newest members. Al Haskell heads the membership committee, and I'd like to ask him to join me up here as we begin our new member welcome. I want to use that one.
Not fourscore, but 20 years ago. We formed this congregation, and it is ceremonies like this that bring joy to my heart, as it does to our entire congregation, as I know. We have some 150 adult members and in our growing congregation, and 70-plus children, and the way things are going, the children are going to overrun us, so that's a good thing. Today there are four people that I'd like to ask to come up, or four groups. Actually, four people, three units, if you will. I probably should have scripted this, eh? So, Pat Ledwig, would you please come up? Tom McKee, and Sarah and George Earhart. Karen would tell you that we're separate units, but anyhow. So as Amy had mentioned, the four of you have completed the steps to membership and are ready now to be recognized as new members of this congregation and to join us formally in our common journey. We come here together to seek and to grow, to share our lives in community, and to be reminded that we're all strands in a connected web. We have, if you would come and turn. Your own.
We're trying to be more cautious with fire this week.
That's because I'm involved.
We light our chalices from one chalice because we all share together in one fire. This is a church where anyone can find their own faith. Faith in themselves, faith in the goodness of life, faith in the ultimate as they conceive of it.
This is our house of love, hope, freedom, and faith. We have built a community where all are free to seek truth and knowledge with open minds and open hearts. It is a congregation of adults and children, of action and rest. It is a place of trust, where we covenant with each other for fellowship and the common good. It is a house of friendship. It is a house of prophecy. It is a house calling on all to seek justice and spiritual maturity. In this community, hope is made real through the work of human hearts and human hands.
In this community, love is made visible as we support one another in that search for truth and meaning. Our living tradition draws from many sources, and we foster the use of reason and conscience and direct experience. And if you indeed want to be a part of this community, you've got a slip of paper. It has an affirmation on it. Please read aloud together the words on those sheets. And for all of you out there in the congregation, if you would look in your order of service, where it says congregational welcome for new members. And if you would please read aloud with me the words on your sheet. Welcome to your church.
Welcome to the workshop of our common dreams and the cradle for our shared endeavors. Welcome to this house. We rejoice that you are here.
You're here. And Tom, we're glad you're here.
All right, you may sit down now.
And you may blow out your candles at your leisure. Thanks, Al. As a community of human hands and human hearts, this is the time in our service where we come together publicly to bear witness to one another's lives. Before the service, you're always welcome to silently light a candle up here in the candle table to commemorate a personal joy or sorrow or thought. But during the service, we speak aloud, we share, and the worship associate will light candles for us. So if you'd like to share a joy or need to have us be with you in holding a concern, please raise your hand. One of the ushers will bring you a microphone. And I believe Chris is starting us off.
Hello, I'm Chris in the back. It's been a particularly rough week for our house. I'd like to do a couple candles of concern. My Aunt Lois is in the hospital in Madison. She's got an infection in her blood, and I don't know when she's going to go home at this point. And my former mother-in-law, who's been like a second mother to me, is in hospice care up in Fond du Lac, so I'd like to remember her. And finally, a friend of mine from my second home, which is Hudson, Wisconsin, where my folks are living, passed away unexpectedly last week. So, Dave, I'd like to remember you.
This is Jerry. Please light a candle of joy for the science marches that went on, in which millions of people participated throughout the nation and throughout the world in advocacy for science, and it's important to our civilization. Esther and I went to the climate march in Milwaukee yesterday. The place where it was held, which was Red Arrow Park, was completely packed with people. They had a line of march that went from Red Arrow Park all the way to the Milwaukee Public Museum, which is about a mile. That was thousands of people that were participating in this. There were men, women, and lots of children. Lots of homemade signs. The one I thought was the cleverest was the one that said, "All facts equal square root of minus one."
My name's David. Just want to celebrate a joy. After 8 years, I finally got to first shift my job, so I could see my kids at night. It's really wonderful.
Joy is it's rhubarb season. I like to bake and I live alone, so there are treats in the kitchen.
This is Heidi. I have a joy and a concern. Just found out that a family friend is going to be going in for brain surgery. He has a cyst right between the two temporal lobes, and it's going to be a pretty big recovery on this one. As he says, he's still wrapping his mind around it. Yes, he's a very dry sense of humor. And the joy I have is the camping season is definitely kicking off, and I love campfires.
This is Al, a candle of joy for our dear Yvonne Fork, who turned 70 yesterday. One for Earth Day, and a candle of hope for all the UU home brewers. May their beers be almost as good as mine.
And this is Jim, a candle of joy that Sheila Larkin was able to join us again today. It's just made me smile so big to see her that it's wonderful to have her back.
And we light our last candle today for all of those joys and all of those concerns which we hold deeply in our hearts, but which have not been named aloud here today.
Our first reading is A Blessing for Risk Takers and Failures by Robin Tanner.
Learning to be the church in the world is wonderful and challenging, full of blessings and mistakes, joyful celebrations and occasional moans of despair. Today we share in a blessing for losers, risk takers, all failures far and wide. Blessed are they who fall into the mud, who jump with gusto and rip the pants, who skin the elbows and bruise the ego, for they shall know the sweetness of risk. Blessed are those who make giant mistakes, whose intentions are good but impact has injured, who know the hot sense of regret and ask for mercy. For their hearts will be known, their hearts will know the gift of forgiveness. Blessed are they who have seen a D or an F or a C or any letter that is less than perfect, who are painfully familiar with the red pen and the labels of less than, for they know the wisdom of the imperfect. Blessed are they who try again, who dust off, who wash up, who extend the wish for peace, who return to sites of failure, who are dogged in their pursuit. For they will discover the secret of dreams. Blessed are they who refuse to listen to the naysayers, for their hearts will be the houses for hope. Blessed are they who see beyond the surface of another, for they will be able to delight in the gift of compassion. Blessed are they who stop running the race to help a fellow traveler, who pick up the fallen, who stop for the injured life, for they shall know the kindness of strangers. Blessed are they who wildly, boldly abandon winning, for they shall know the path of justice. Here ends the first reading.
Please join me in a silent moment of meditation or the spirit of prayer.
Our second reading, Recognition of Volunteers, a Litany Reading by J. Libby. Our second reading today is a responsive reading, and the words are written in your order of service. This reading honors and recognizes all of the work which volunteers have done for this church year. I'm going to read a line, and would you please respond with the next line? When there was need, you came forward.
And so we thank you.
In the nighttime or daytime, on weekends, and even in the coldest, darkest part of the year, you helped.
And so we thank you.
Elected and duly appointed, or quietly, anonymously, and unbidden, you did what needed doing.
And so we thank you.
Sometimes with the help of many hands, other times alone, you worked.
And so we thank you.
You gave your time, talent, and even your treasure for the life of the congregation.
And so we thank you.
Your families and loved ones supported you in your efforts, worried for you when things piled up and perhaps grumbled at you for the extent of your commitment.
And so we thank your families and your loved ones.
For all things great and small you have given this congregation, we take time today to recognize you. Here ends the second reading. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing number 311, Let It Be a Dance.
healing the world is a heck of a lot easier when you do it as a group. From the time LCUUC was founded, it drew on one remarkable source of strength, the power of community. And whether you're a social butterfly who could talk to a rock and make it talk back, where's Al? Or a silent observer who wants nothing more than to find inward peace without talking too much. There's a place for you here. There are things for you to do and ways for you to grow. Like any group of people, we're not perfect. We mess it up from time to time. We get muddy. We drop things, skin our knees. We have disagreements and disconnections and confusion and places where the process falls apart and we have to kick it. But again and again, we return to the table and we go forward together because we're LCUUC and that's what we do. Out of nothing, over the last 20 years, we've built a house where anyone can come home. Our hands create it, our hands and hearts and minds sustain it, and it's our willingness and our joy that allow it to continue. It's one of the most wonderful things about this church is that for many of you, it's a place that does let you know joy. The joy of exploration, the joy of friendship. You come here to learn and to seek and to grow and to find community and to do the things you love. And many, many of those things have helped us and will continue to help us as a church. Today's sermon isn't about words that I can say, it's about you. So I'm going to take the time to say thank you and to recognize all who have shared their abilities and doing the things that bring them joy with LCUUC this year. So first, I'd like to get the paid group, the staff here at LCUUC. We may be paid for what we do, but it's also an amazing labor of love. Could I have a round of applause for our nursery staff? And for Brittany Collins, our office administrator, Gina Green, and our cleaning staff, and for Chris Rollins, our DRE. For Tracy Moraine and Karen Haskell, our accompanist who work so hard. And last but not least, for Doug Asti and Nancy Broad, our choir director and music director. Doug and Nancy have a few words they would like to say to their music volunteers.
First of all, to everyone who's involved in the music program and has do so many different things and so many different wonderful things, thank you very much. I'd like to start out by thanking our choir. And these are the folks who, week after week, come out to our rehearsal at 6:30 on Wednesday night.
Mostly
on time, yeah. Who put up with my long, long involved stories and anecdotes, mostly. And who show up here even at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, mostly. I forgot to take attendance this morning, so I really lost the track of how many people are here. So what I would like the choir to do is please come up, grab a flower, and then go back to your seats, but stay standing up. And during that course, I'll either count the number of flowers left over and see how many people we've had, or we'll just count them. But the choir members, please come up here and grab a flower. And then go back out, but stay seated, or stay standing, I'm sorry.
While we're handing out flowers, I'd like to thank our accompanists
They volunteer a lot of their time, even though they're paid for some things. Karen Haskell and Tracy Moraine, they wear many hats. Both have done special music for us. Karen has blessed us with her beautiful vocals several times this year, and Tracy led the singing of There Is a Love for the Good Friday service and directed the choir rehearsal when Doug and I were not here. Also, our music ministry committee, and if those folks can come up too, first was chaired by Christy Ehler through December. Now Gus is our wonderful chair. Also, Tracy, Carl, Tim, Megan Fetters are members.
Come on, Get another flower.
They keep Doug and me in line. Our sound guys, Carl, Tim, Jerry Flakus, John Stout, Craig Howard, Dennis Ulichny. You guys come up and take a flower, too. And then anybody who's ever done special music, and there's a whole ton of you. Greg Valdi, Karen and Tracy, Al Haskell, who's actually done some percussion, Caleb C., Kaya Rollins and Isabel Nichols, Maya Sandin, Megan, Kathy, Claire, and Gus from the choir, who've volunteered for solos and small groups, the Transition Kids, who shared their music with us, Bjorn Larson, Eric Larson, Matt Peterson, Lorena Marari, Holly Estee, Ingrid Tim, Will Estee, Abby Lewis, and Linda Campbell, who's teaching us some special music for the May 7th service. And then pickup band members, you've seen the band sometimes on Sunday mornings, Tim Fuller, John Presby, Dave Cicero, Jake Jensen, Dan Krill. Karen's done a lot of solos with the band. And I'd like to thank our DRE, Chris Rollins, who made breakfast for our pageant dress rehearsal and gives up some RE time so we can rehearse with the kids. And I'd like to thank Rev Amy for her wonderful support of our music program here at LCUUC. So thank you, everyone. And also thank Ken and Mayor for the wonderful concert that they gave, fundraiser.
One time, I had to pick a time when they're giving a concert. So I didn't really go to that extreme to miss your concert, but I'm really sorry I had to.
Thank you, everyone.
And thank you all. So I'm going to ask as we go through now, I'm going to have people, once I have you stand, I'm going to have you stay standing. So could I have all the members of the board that are here, the Committee on Ministry, and the Leadership Committee stand up? These are the people who help us find our leaders. These are the people who speak for us as a church. Now, could I have the choir and any of the voluntary musicians please stand up? Any of the ukulele group please stand up that provide us with such great music? Could I have anybody that's on facilities maintenance, headed by Jerry Flakus? Anybody who's on form and function, who's helped to keep our building looking nice, headed by Kirsten Johnson? Anyone who's served on any building remodel committee or building assessment committee, please stand up. Could I have the Caring Circle, headed by Diane McBain, who helps to show us that we're loved when we're at our most scared and sick? Could I have Fun and Fellowship, headed by Carol Gow? Please stand up. Membership, Al Haskell and Bryn Vuklich. Anybody who's helped with membership to help with an orientation. Finance Council, headed by Paula Hillman. Anybody who's on finance. Anybody who's on fundraising with Lynn Smith. Anybody who's on stewardship with Eric Larson and Rick Sternkopf. And anybody who's helping with the capital campaign, headed by Gail Osler, please stand up. Could I have anybody, and here's a big one, anybody that's helped with Children's RE, where Dave Cicero heads that committee. Anybody who's helped with Adult RE, headed by Elizabeth Harahay and Paula Hillman, please stand up. Anybody who's attended an Adult RE class, please stand up and help to contribute to that discussion. Could I have the sound team and the technology team, headed by John Stout and Carl Tim? Could I have Jim Hansen in denominational affairs? Anybody who's done anything with Green Sanctuary, headed by Ray Grosch. Anybody who's done anything with Social Action, headed by Carrie Duma and Phil Smith, please stand up. Anybody who's worked with Hospitality, headed by Jim Hansen. And where's Diane Erickson, who helps with the wonderful coffee? Music Committee, please stand up, headed by Christy Ayler. And Worship Arts, headed by Sue Andrews. Anybody who served as a worship associate, stand up. Anybody who served on a work group, who's cut grass. Anybody who's done coffee preparation or coffee cleanup. Anybody who served with the baking group or served as an usher or a greeter, please stand up. Anybody who helped with the Christmas pageant, you better get your grinchy self up over there, Scott Morgan. And last but not least, anybody who has come to a Sunday service and added your voice and your presence to our community, please rise as you are willing and able. Stand up and join us. You bring something because you're here, and we're better because you're here. Take a look around. This is what keeps our community going. Let's give ourselves a big round of applause. You deserve it. All right, I'll let you off the hook. You can sit down. Thank you all for everything you do. You are amazing. You are why we keep going. And sharing the ministry sign-ups begin today in the social hall. Whatever gives you joy, whether you're great at it, whether you do it as a living, or whether it's just something you have a lot of fun with, give yourself a chance to explore your love, find room for growth. On the tables, you'll find sign-up sheets for absolutely every area of interest in the church. Find the one that brings you joy and sign up. Because we need you. We need each and every one of you to step up and step forward and help us to keep this community laughing and working and learning and growing. You're important. We need every one of you. It isn't about your money, though we do need some to keep the lights on and the staff here. Let's not get too crazy. But it's about giving the gift of your hands and your time to a place that you do love, to a place where you want to come and where you want to grow. Because without you, it isn't a community, it's an empty building. Share your love and share your joy and share your skills with us in this coming year. Bring your heart into this place and commit to sharing your life a little more with this community. We're better together. And together we can do amazing things. So what will you do this year? Amen.
May your thoughts be joyous. May your heart be glad. May your spirit be sustained. May your service be welcomed. Please rise in body or spirit and join us in singing our closing hymn this week, number 131, Love Will Guide Us.
Thank you.
Go in peace, go in joy, go in service. Peace, and may it be so.